is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show, number 441 in the series. This session of the radio show shares my conversation with Justin Bates, one of the organizers of the Franklin Area Against Racism group. We had a conversation via conference bridge to adhere to the social distancing requirements of this pandemic period. Justin and I talk about his new initiative, looking for volunteers to set up for an informational session next Sunday, January 24. The group will be putting together some information to help organize and support candidates of underserved communities in the Metro West area. Sounds like an interesting operation, so listen in to my conversation with Justin and find out more about it. Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, anywhere on the internet at WFPR.FM or here in the Franklin Arena, Franklin area on the old-fashioned radio dial at 102.9. And today we have the pleasure of talking with Justin Bates. Justin, welcome. Happy Wednesday.
Thank you, Steve. And I expressed it earlier. I want to say I appreciate being on, you inviting me. So my first time on Franklin Radio too. So it's a little bit of a new experience for me.
Yeah, don't get overwhelmed. Don't get too nervous. It's easy. This is just a conversation.
I took a few deep breaths before this. So I think I'm going to go.
Oh, good. So for the people who don't know this Justin Bates, tell us a little about who you are and why you're about to do what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, of course. I'll go back. I graduated from Franklin High in 2015. I went to UMass Amherst. I became a teacher. You know how life takes you along the road. I didn't think I was going to start off as a teacher, but I became a teacher. I'm currently teaching an Acton Boxborough, actually with Peter Light now.
Peter Light. That's a name Franklin people will recognize.
It's a weird transition from him being my principal in high school to him being my superintendent now. It's fun.
That's interesting. Yes. Say hi to him for me.
I will.
Next time you meet him, see him somewhere along the way. Yes.
But it during this summer, I definitely got involved more in Franklin. I helped co-organize Franklin Area Against Racism in response to George Floyd's murder. And we really saw Franklin kind of seize hold of the momentum and run with it. And we've had some pretty cool initiatives start out of this. And this is kind of like an independent initiative right here that I'm starting up. And whether it be Project Bo or Project BTO, it's trying to increase and diversify the pool of leadership in local government, increasing engagement in the democratic process of our communities, basically helping historically underrepresented people, groups of people come basically raise themselves above the barriers, ease the barriers, lower the barriers, and get able to get involved in local government.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say that's a little gist of it. I got here because I got involved in Kobe Frangillo's town council campaign.
Okay.
And I was never a political guy before that. I was a teacher. But getting involved, you realized how even local politics can kind of be tough to jump into. You have the jargon, you have the processes, the policies.
Right. Yeah.
And out of that comes this adventure.
New adventure, a new journey. Yeah. As I think, since you're a reader of Franklin Matters, I don't do party politics per se. But yeah, politics, or at least the Franklin business is the way I say it. It's still business, and there are some desires or some personalities. You can call it politics. There's certainly a culture to a certain extent of how things are done, knowing the way to do things, what is successful. And the world, frankly, is changing. So, yeah, I welcome your efforts to improve the conversation, improve the awareness, which has always been part of what I was trying to do anyway, and improve and encourage other engagement, I think is certainly going to be helpful.
And as you said, I'm a recent subscriber to Franklin Matters. If anyone's not subscribed to Franklin Matters at this point, getting the newsletter and their email, I recommend it. This project relates to that because it's utilizing people like you who are in the know of Franklin, who are understanding, like we were talking about before, the context behind some of the some of the things appearing before the town council or the planning board, the zoning board. You're there. You're hearing basically everything, and you're taking some time to process it. And people need to be able to do something with it, I guess. And to do something with it, you first have to get involved, right? And this is like kind of an effort to reach out to people and help them along the way to get involved, because there's people out there who are highly educated, highly motivated, but just lack the, either whether it's the historical inclusion or the historical like outreach, they're just not represented or not feeling like they can get a part of local business. Mm-hmm.
Local bit, the town's business, and not business in terms of retail, changing money, selling products or services, although the town clearly is a business. Mm-hmm. It's got a 130 plus million budget, providing services like water, sewer, recreation, safety. That's the business of the town, in service of the residents. So yeah, but and while they're respectfully focused, and I think Jamie's been trying to do the customer service side of that and make sure that's an awareness across the town, they are focused on the business. Mm-hmm. So, you know, trying to make it easy for somebody to become, you know, a counselor, a committee member, they can go so far because they're a government body. Mm-hmm. You know, they have to have that approach in terms of open access. It's accessible to all. They're the government entity. So the application process is there. But I think what you're trying to do is, okay, take the application, start filling it out. And if you have questions, reach out. And this is the group that will help you fill out the application. And then what's next?
Exactly. And that's, and this has a lot of potential. And this is going to be, this is an organic endeavor, right? So I'm going to make a mistake, I'd say every other day. But it's that willingness to bring somebody into the process, right? It's the willingness to help them fill out an application. If it's as simple as that, like for the Community Preservation Committee, it's simple as filling out an application at this point. But when we're talking about $130 million budget for the finance board, like what does that entail? How does the town set the fiscal year budget? How does going to the zoning board? How do we get a building permit? Like these are the things that are there if we're looking through town charters or looking through government websites, but are not as accessible as they could be if it's like in a quick little blurb about, mm-hmm. hey, this is how you do get a building permit, and this is what we can. This is how we build trails on conservation lands. And it's kind of connecting people to their interests and allowing them an opportunity to use their interests, use their passions, and kind of let them unleash that and change Franklin, right? Because mm-hmm. we look at local politics and it even in Franklin, and Franklin's not unique, but Franklin's not unique in the fact that we have a very a white, I would say older, wealthy governing body, right? Those are the people mostly involved in the business of the town. And mm-hmm. again, what I was saying, unique not to Franklin, this is a countrywide thing. This is a thing that even in majority Black communities, they struggle with. It's wealthy, white, older people in the positions of leadership. And again, it talks a lot to barriers to entry, and just helping somebody apply to a position, helping them pull papers, talking about the fundraising effort or the idea of getting volunteers engaged in the process, helping them help them. There's a lot we can do with it. And again, it's kind of a two-pronged effort, and helping somebody run for a local office or apply for a local office, and educating the general public, because those are the two things that need to happen in coordination for people to get more involved just in local mm-hmm. business as it may be, and then get involved as a leader in local business.
Right. Yeah, because I think it's timed nicely, clearly for some, if they're not aware. November 2021 is a town election. It happens biennially every 2 years. So the town council, school committee, town clerk, and other positions going to be up for re-election. And that's a perfect opportunity. And since we're sitting here in January and November's, you know, it's around the corner, but it's coming. you might as well start now.
It is coming. And that's the thing. Like some, you hear about it, like you get that infographic from Franklin that says, all right, we got an election in November. And you look at the calendar and it's like September. And you're like, oh, maybe I would have liked to do that. Or like, how do I get involved in this? Mm-hmm. But it takes that. I have a Google spreadsheet going of Franklin's every open position coming up in Franklin. It's like the sheer amount of information is kind of tough to handle and tough to really process. So it's, again, that's like another barrier. It's just understanding what opportunities are open that they can follow.
Yeah. And I think the key piece is don't let it be overwhelming.
Exactly. Yeah.
Take a little bit at a time, but start now.
Exactly.
As to your point, you're starting this and you'll make mistakes along the way. But so by learning along the way, you'll be ahead. But if you started and just thought, so you would be perfect getting out of the gate, you wouldn't be going anywhere.
You need that consistent involvement to really, and like you're saying, building a routine. I think of what's the Jerry Seinfeld calendar. It takes 21 days to build a routine or something.
A habit.
A habit. There you go. A habit. Yeah.
Habit. And, yep. 21 days to a habit is what I've heard. Yes. Yeah.
If it takes 21 days to read your tweets from the town council. Like,
if there's that many, it may take that long.
No. But again, I'm looking forward to it. And I did take some inspiration. There's the thing in Lexington. It's called Citizens Academy. And it was a program designed to expose residents to various town departments, like let them learn a little bit about what's happening. And we do like that. That's one of the prompts, right? Again, educating the general community. So
Franklin made an effort to start that. There is a recording because I know I was participating in the audience, also recorded and shared it. Also got referenced it during the course of the meeting because somebody said, if you're not reading Franklin Matters, well, who's Franklin Matters? What is Franklin Matters? And then half the audience turned and pointed to me.
You got to start holding a sign or something like that to identify yourself.
But so they town government 101. Effectively was that one. They did have plans and then COVID hit. Exactly. So that has obviously taken focus rightfully to the pandemic and all the mitigations, and they've continued to do business. Yeah, has it been critical that we haven't done the other pieces? Not really, but it's certainly necessary. And to the extent that you can and your other collaborators can step up and do that, by all means, and I'll help.
We got the time. I completely, like, there is, I think of the school committee, they have a million and one things on their minds, right?
Oh, they have too much on their plate. Absolutely. But that's another story. That's for another conversation.
But if we can stand from the outside and eventually I see this being kind of a resource that we just give to a person and they can like literally walk through the steps and
it playbook.
A playbook. That's a great way to describe it. And it doesn't need someone looking over their shoulder and helping them along the way. That is something that we want to offer through this project, is kind of a mentoring service, a mentoring opportunity to pair someone up with like someone already in local government.
And sure.
Yep. Help them again ease those barriers to entry, and not asking the Franklin to do it all, shouldering some of that burden ourselves, because it needs to be shouldered, and then going to the experts when we need their help.
I think the best way to do that is, and going back to the application for the Community Preservation Committee, I think, and I've said in a couple of the other recorded pieces, that in and itself, the committee in itself, is going to, when they get the people on, and then there's also, for those who haven't heard, there's five members from each of the standing boards So if I recall correctly, it's planning, housing, recreation, conservation, and I'm forgetting one, but that's okay. There's five. And then there's going to be four at large residents with significant background in one area or another to help create this team of nine who's going to vet a project before bringing it to the town council, which could then approve, disapprove, send it back, or ultimately fund it for something in either housing, open space, recreation. And all of these topics clearly affect everyday life. And while the town today, in any number of the conversations that I have, whether it's Jamie or Kathleen Liberty, our health director, or Brutus, our DPW director, there's a lot of coordination amongst the departments anyway. This committee will almost institutionalize a lot of that collaboration, because by the nature of whatever that project is, they're going to have to coordinate the multiple groups in order to figure out, can we do it? Can we do it like this? How do we do this? How do we do that?
Yeah.
Right.
That's exciting. And that's like, and that's what I see the best form of government being, is it's taking people who are experienced, who are knowledgeable, and then bringing in at large members, right, who can give a little different perspective, and in that like coalescing of ideas and people, especially when it's a diverse coalescing of people and ideas, like it yields such a stronger and more impactful product, I guess. Right.
And there'll still be public meetings. So anybody can still participate, whether maybe at some point post-pandemic, it'll actually be in person. Certainly during the pandemic, it'll be via Zoom or live streaming, et cetera. Still add to, you know, comments, questions. Now you'll know the people that are nine and say, hey, Tom, Dick, Harry, Sue, Betty, whatever their names are, what about this? What can we do this? I mean, have the conversation, and that's just going to help move that along a little bit better.
And I don't know if we're, again, new to this. I don't know if we're nearing the end, if this is like the organic end. Can I give a quick spiel to a volunteers? Oh, that'd be amazing. Yeah. This is such an organic, like Steve, I've been telling you, organic adventure.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Who knows what's going to come out of this? And in a campaign running for, I learned it on Kobe's, like, you need someone taking pictures. You need someone putting videos together. You need somebody who has like a knack for volunteering or field work type of thing. And you may not feel like you're able to contribute to a political campaign, a local office campaign, or help educate your local residents. But like, there is something that we all bring to the table. And when we match it up to the right job or objective, like, we're going to create something really, really interesting here. So the 24th on Zoom, and I'm going to send a Zoom link out, and maybe I'll send it to you too, Steve, so we can
share it. Sure. And you've got an email address for people to contact and find out more info. Obviously, they'll have heard this, hopefully. Maybe they won't, but they'll at least maybe see the post and then say, oh, what is that? It's about, I'll volunteer, I think.
You know what? Then even that, there's no commitment going to that meeting. And I think, like, I've gone to that's the thing with quarantine, right? I've gone to a million meetings, and I think I've committed to two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if you're just hearing the idea of it and the objective and what we could do with it, you know what? Like, come by. I think it's going to be a good hour or so of conversation, for sure.
Yeah, it at least gets started. So to summarize, Sunday, January 24th, an information session for a venture journey still somewhat to be defined in terms of at least supporting individuals who are interested in getting more involved in the local town government.
I might steal that quote for one of my new posters.
Well, we just recorded it, so you can reuse it.
And again, that's 3 p.m. I should add that. 3 p.m.
Yes.
On the post, though.
Yeah.
Steve, I appreciate you letting me on the radio. This was fun.
Indeed. Well, thank you. And I'm sure we'll be in contact to assist along the way, certainly as you referenced, and I appreciate the reference to the subscription, because Franklin Matters is certainly intended to be that kind of source of information. I go to the meetings. It doesn't mean you don't have to go. You can at least read and stay informed, but you do need to be informed, exactly. Period. Because at some point in time, you're going to have to vote, whether it's for a candidate at a town election or, you know, a bond or a override or a school project bill, et cetera. At some point in time, casting an informed vote is my objective, to make sure that you're prepared.
And so. I think the saying goes, it's easier to read a 20-tweet thread than attend a two-hour meeting, right? That's what it is.
Yep, that's a good way to go, indeed. Well, thank you for your time today, and good luck in your venture. And I'm sure we'll have some conversations as we go forward.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.